Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joining you here this segment with Lori Feldkamp, President and CEO, Big Lakes Developmental Center here in Manhattan. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you on here. I think we've spoken in the past here. Can't recall. My brain's not functioning quite right. But as I understand, this is a pretty nice organization here for youth development. Is that right?
Actually, we provide services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Primarily, we serve adults age 18 and over, although we do provide case management for children.
Okay. And how big of a part of the community would you say Big Lakes is to the Manhattan area?
I would say that we're a really big part of the community. We provide services in Riley, Gary, Pottawatomie, and Clay counties. We provide services to over 200 individuals in those four counties, employ about 200 staff. We provide services 24/7, 365 days a year.
All right. And so a private nonprofit organization mm-hmm. here. You have two locations, Manhattan and Clay Center, so that kind of helps you extend to the rural communities.
Absolutely. One of the things we also do is we provide transportation services to and from both of our day programs in Manhattan and in Clay Center, which means that we have rural routes that are funded by our county, our respective counties.
If I remember right, you were part of Grover Green Match Day.
Yes, we sure were. A very successful day. Very happy for the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and very happy to have a partnership with them as well.
What the funds raised from that, how do they go to support you here?
Well, this last year we set a new record. We were in the top 10 of the over 50 organizations that participated in the program. We feel very honored considering there are so many worthy organizations in this community. I think our total was over $17,000 this year, of course, with the match that the Howe Foundation provides. What that money goes to is our endowment program. One of the chief issue that we have is staffing and being able to pay our staff appropriately. And funding from the state of Kansas, which we can talk about here in a little bit. But our endowment helps us to support our operations and help keep us going.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the services you offer there. I guess we can start with the day services here a little bit and what that entails here.
Our day service program has a couple different facets to it, primarily employment. We work to try and get the individuals that we serve jobs in the community when it's appropriate for that. We also have our center-based employment available for them to work on contracts that we procure in the community with different businesses. For example, we have partnerships with Manco Windows here in town, McCall Pattern Company. We work with Bluemont Hotel, providing housekeeping services for them. So a number of different businesses have been very helpful to us in helping to partner and provide employment opportunities for individuals. Also, we have our day activities program that's available for our people to participate in. If they are working part-time and they want to participate in our day activities program part-time, that's fine. Lots of options that are available for people.
And I would imagine staying active is very important for
absolutely very important for their health as far as their overall welfare. One of the more interesting statistics I think that people don't understand is we provide support and services and homes for individuals. We'll talk about residential services for people well into their 80s. We have some people that we've served almost to 90 years old. And we've seen them through every kind of health crisis that you can possibly can, cancer treatments, heart problems. We do what we can to keep them at home, keep them out of nursing homes if at all possible so that they can stay at home. That's very important to our mission.
And what's the feedback you receive from some of them who've gone through the services? What do they tell you?
That they couldn't do it without us. They need that support. Families are really dependent upon us to provide good quality services and supports. And, you know, individuals that reach that kind of age, when you're talking your 70s and 80s, many of them don't have family that are around. And so Big Lakes and Big Lakes staff become their family.
Yeah, that's such an important point right there. So you do mm-hmm. offer assisted living and supported living there. through the residential services.
Mm-hmm.
As far as case management is concerned, what all does that entail?
Case management provides service coordination for individuals. They help them keep their funding, keep Medicaid funding available for them. Completing those applications, the paperwork is tremendous that our case managers do to assist people with providing the resources that they need to, and the supports that pays for.
What an important part of that, because
yes, it certainly is.
Yeah, because I'm trying to balance the checkbooks hard enough for anybody here, but having that support line, I imagine, is just fantastic.
It's vital. Yeah, it's vital to them.
Very good. Lori Feldkamp, President and CEO here with Big Lakes Developmental Center here in Manhattan. I also have a location in Clay Center. And you serve – how many counties do you serve?
Four.
Four counties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's Riley, Pottawatomie,
Clay, and Gary.
Gary, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some other services maybe you offer here or other happenings coming up.
Well, a big happening that's going on is, of course, fundraising. Fundraising is a huge thing for us here, especially recently. We have our ongoing endowment campaign that I mentioned that the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation helps support. We also have a capital campaign that's going on right now. We're building a new group home to replace one of our older homes here, so we're in the process of raising money for that as well. And that particular home, I'm really excited about. It's designed a little bit differently than anything we've done. Most people also don't understand that we have 15 group homes that we operate and help support people to live in.
So, wow, 15, huh?
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah. So that capital campaign, how long will that continue here for?
Through the end of the year.
Through the end of the year, okay. Mm-hmm. And where are you building that at?
Actually, it's out on Zinedale Road. We have an old farmhouse out there that we're going to replace where we have some people that are living right now. But it's not, again, a 100-year-old farmhouse. It's not very appropriate for them. It's not going to last much longer just because of wear and tear. You know, a 100-year-old house takes a beating.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure. As far as residents are concerned, how many residents do you guys have currently?
Well, we provide services for over 200, 220. In our residential program, we have about 110, and our day program has about 140.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Lori Feldkamp after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.